The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I borrowed a TJ Maxx cart. In fact, I rolled it home. Let me explain. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
AKA the bag lady. I am known as DJ Automatic.
I'm Anthony A.
So over the weekend, I did a little shopping. All right. I went to TJ Maxx and I had a gift card that our contractor had given to us. And it was burning a hole in my pocket. I said, I got these $50 and it's after Christmas. It's still January. So I want to go take advantage of sales. This is the time of year when sales are at their biggest, right? So I was
it's like a sport to Dana.
It is. And so I'm going to clearance and I was there for 2.5, maybe 3 hours, whatever. Anyway.
No, you were there for 2 hours because I called you when you got there and then I called you an hour in and then it was an hour later that you called me and said you were leaving. So you were definitely there for 2 hours.
I just said 2.5 or 3 hours. But thank you for knocking some time off, Otto. Anyway, I buy this big vase that was on clearance. Nice. I mean, I think I paid $12 for it and it was like $99. Okay. Good find. Found this other ceramic pot, $19. Found a tea kettle that whistles, all this good stuff. And I'm about to walk home. And the lady's like, wait, you're going to walk home? It's kind of bad outside. Do you really want to do that? I said, I live 4 blocks behind. It's not a big deal. And she left the register. I'm like, lady, I've got to go. And then she went to go talk to the manager. And he comes and he says, hey, you can take our cart home.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
They thought you were homeless?
No.
Oh.
I explained that I go walking and that's my exercise. I walk around the store, then I walk back home. That's how I get my cardio in. So anyway, I said, well, sir, does the TJ Maxx cart leave the parking lot? He says, yeah, people don't know, but they do. I rolled that sucker all the way back home. And then
now
I get to the house.
It's a free-for-all on TJ Maxx carts. Dana, just let everybody know that they leave the parking lot.
It is not a free-for-all. And I'm taking it back. I'm taking it back today. And he trusted me. I'm going to take it back today. I'm going to roll it back over there. But the looks I got when I was walking to the house.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, because usually those are a lot of the unhoused friends who are pushing shopping carts through the streets. But you know what, though? It's just my friend with a shopping addiction. So
they're like, Dana, what do you drive? A BMW and a shopping cart.
And a TJ Maxx shopping cart.
I love how you guys, the contractor, is giving you gift certificates to go buy more things for your house. He's kind of like, he knows what he's doing. He's going to get
he's
you more.
Planting those totally seeds. He's like, if they go buy more stuff, they're going to probably have to put up shelves. And guess who's going to put up the shelves?
The contractor. Smart guy. All right, today I'll take the shopping cart back. I'll give you an update mañana as to what they say. If it's not the same manager, I'm sure they're going to be like, why do you have our cart, lady? Anyway, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Salute to the contractor. It's actually I thought it was World Plumbing Day. My bad. It's actually World Breast Pumping Day.
That's kind of a plumbing
situation. That's sort of plumbing. Yeah, sort of. There's liquid being moved through the body. Hey, it's the best way to feed your kids. You can do it anywhere you want. And you should be able to take pump breaks at work, too.
There it is. We salute that. Yeah. And it's also National Plan for a Vacation Day, the last Tuesday of January.
We need to do that. We haven't been on a vacation in a minute.
Uh-oh, it might be time.
It's been a couple of years. Yeah, well, my mom, remember, she'd been sick. And she's finally done with her radiation. She is cancer-free, and she is working on physical therapy. So, Otto, I think maybe this next summer we can go on vacation.
Hopefully.
Well, let's plan it right now.
And
he's like, I don't even know. I'm not sure we can plan it.
I can't plan anything until we know for sure what's going on.
Let's just return that shopping cart first, and then you guys
put
can
a pin in it.
And we'll go ahead and wrap it up on chocolate cake, which is actually older than America. So happy National Chocolate Cake, everybody.
Do you know where chocolate comes from?
Oh, do I know where chocolate cake comes from?
No, chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Yes, I do. But go to educate the people, Dana Cortez.
Mexico cacao. Yeah, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know when your man won't put the clothes inside the hamper and it just gets on your nerves? Oh my gosh. Or your man chews his food like he's masticating his cud like a cow and you have to tell him don't do that. Or he spills all over the place and you have to clean up after it. Or That's just my house. So that's we're talking about today.
I'm glad you got that off your chest because I got a whole list of stuff.
I thought I was sitting next to Beth from Yellowstone when she said masticating like a cow. I was like, whoa.
Automatic has a habit, Anthony A., of chewing with his mouth open. Anyway.
It tastes better with the air.
What?
Scientifically proven, okay,
that's
Dana?
That's nothing to do with science. It has to do with the fact that you have no manners. I'm saying all this because I'm upset. Our boy Brian sent us a DM. He said, you're always nagging DJ Automatic. I said, what, Brian?
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for noticing me.
My girl gets on my nerves. He said that when she gets home, she begins to tell him a story about her day. He said, Dana, it gets on my nerves because I don't need to hear every single detail.
Why do all women approach their day of work like it's a Netflix season 3 TV drama?
It's like a soap opera.
Yeah, bro. Every day, dude. And it's always about the most like minuscule thing. And then sometimes the toughest part is when your girl's complaining about something at work and she's in the wrong, but you got to act like
you
she's in the right.
Do that. She's always right. God, first of all, being in
she's
her
trying
world.
To make you a character in her little personal soap opera.
I don't think that we talk a lot.
That's my point about this whole thing is don't pull me to the coals, but I think women are horrible storytellers for the most part. Every guy in the car, back me up right now. I need some homie help.
Okay.
Because
we have a radio show.
Yeah.
Called the Dana Cortez Show.
Because of your storytelling length and ability, you've been able to make it into something.
But Dana does understand brevity, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm in radio. Ladies, we got to learn something together. Okay. I got to ask you a question, Automatic. Does me taking a little bit longer to get ready before we go out, does that bother you? Because
you being late bothers me. Whatever. When you do your eyelashes, for some reason that really, really bothers me because it shouldn't take like 30, 45 minutes. It's like 10 things that you're putting on your eye. There needs to be somebody listening right now that needs to figure out how women can just plop these eyebrows on at one time and be done with it.
Eyebrows or eyelashes?
Or eyebrows, eyelashes, all the same.
Two different things. Settle down here. First of all, I do my own lashes.
The thing that irked me with one of the girls I dated when it came to her and getting ready, because she would be late. And then when they're ready, you got to jump up and snap to it.
You better jump up. You've been waiting and now you ain't ready?
Dude, yeah, no. And then now I'm just sitting here all like, you know, in the clouds and stressed out. It's not a good experience.
That's why women love Drake.
Oh.
Getting ready, so I know we going to be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files.
See, that's why we love him. Okay, now I'm going to move on to this question here. Does my nagging bother you, DJ Automatic? Because Brian says he can't stand when his woman is nagging him.
Your nagging makes us money. So,
there it is.
I've learned to live with it.
I was going
to
say, I think you actually love my nagging.
No, I don't love it. No, I mean, as Anthony is a witness, I know it's part of you and your personality.
It has nothing to do with my personality, because if you really wanted me to stop nagging, you do what I tell you to do in the first place.
That's right. There it is. I'm going to agree with Dana. Dude, don't you try to take us all down with you right now? Try to rope me into this.
I thought you guys were my boys here.
877-730-DCS1. Call or text us.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do your kids watch YouTube? They probably do, especially if you have littles. The top 10 shows include Bluey, The Mickey Mouse Club, Daniel the Tiger's Neighborhood, which I love that show, but also Coco Melon and Miss Rachel.
Hey, shout out Coco Melon.
Oh yeah, are making the top 10. Those are YouTube shows. So that's why I thought, oh my gosh, for me, YouTube, it's a scary place. And I'm not the only one that feels this way. In fact, YouTube has just implemented AI age verification, which they say is going to help keep kids safe. Here's the problem. You already have to like have an account, be logged in order
for it doesn't work. If you just go to YouTube and just try to watch a video, but they don't try to verify your age. Then.
Yeah. So it's just, it's complicated. I think YouTube is so large. It's grown so quickly. It started with a cat video. Now we have two of the top kids shows, right?
Yeah.
For littles on there.
And also, it's one of the top search engines. I think it might have surpassed Google already. So it's like a hybrid between a search engine and your favorite streaming platform.
Anthony, I use it as much as I use Google. You're right, to search for things because I'm looking for video clips. I was looking for different TV shows to talk about this, and I came across a great article. I'm so glad that the woman who wrote this, she's not only a doctor, she's a parent of three. So she's a mother of three. Dr. Shilpa, she wrote an article for parents.com, and she said, does this, you know, the question was, does this make YouTube safer? And she said, no, it does not. My concerns are the lack of monitoring, not only from YouTube, but parents feel like because their kid is watching Miss Rachel, well, I can leave them for 15 minutes, whatever, and they can just watch. Unfortunately, what she calls spontaneous advertising, that's the trouble. Concerning these, links that are coming through. What if a child clicks it? What is inside that link? Also, remember when some of these kid shows are being infiltrated by hackers?
Yeah.
And who are doing really disturbing things.
That hasn't happened since like pre-pandemic. So it is like, I think YouTube has made advances in it. Do I think it's a 100% safe space? No. But there is a lot of advances where I don't think parents should be as worried if they're taking the right steps to reassure that the kids aren't watching
it. That's what this doctor says. She said the right steps are just being there all the time. And you can't always be there all the time. I know that nobody wants to sit their kid in front of a screen, but I also know sometimes I have dishes to do. I've got to make some food. That's
still
why
got a parent though.
You're right, Otto, but that's why some of these shows that I just mentioned, they're on regular old-fashioned TV. Sesame Street still makes top 10 on the app. You're watching on regular old-fashioned TV and on the streaming services. Those are safer than just turning YouTube on and letting your child watch.
I am glad that they're trying to do something, though.
No, you're right, Otto. You're right.
I mean, because they're doing it on YouTube now. They've done it with Meta for Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to do it. They're doing it on TikTok. Roblox now has age verification because they can go into those chat rooms, and those chat rooms can get a little crazy.
Roblox, though, I think has always had there's like parental control parameters you can set. I'm just not so sure that sometimes everyone is able to or understands how to set those things or cares
to. Online, at you know how it gets in those chat rooms.
Well, those are separate situations, right? Where it's like, well,
but they weren't.
But I think we're talking about like when advertisements pop up and you can't control what those are, right? So if my kid's watching Cocomelon and next thing you know he sees an ad for Blue Chew, now we got a bunch of questions that everyone's asking.
Exactly, and it can be dangerous. You're also not only the advertisements, but we've seen dangerous videos, scary videos, videos that don't belong, that no one should see, let alone children.
But like, if everyone's gonna start watching football this fall, just wait for those commercials to roll out this Sunday and tell me that those are safe for kids. Like, it's everywhere we go, we're inundated by what could be problematic advertisement.
Okay, we actually have a young man calling Bradley. He's on his way to school right now. He's 13 years old. So you heard us talking about Roblox and you wanted to comment about that.
The parents can't go on Roblox and toggle the settings to where they cannot chat with anyone or chat.
You know, Bradley, I'm glad you know that. And most parents should know that. We shouldn't just allow our kids to run wild on the internet.
I agree with
you. Do your parents monitor everything you do?
No.
Well, you did know about the settings. Oh. So do they have the settings?
Yes. Because we're on the plan. Yes.
No. Okay. Yeah. He's like, wait, yes. Okay. Yeah. So is your parent with you right now?
Yes. I'm in the back seat of the car.
Okay. You're in the back seat with your mom. How many hours a day do you spend on your phone?
Like 5 or 4.
Do you think that might be a little too much, Bradley?
I guess.
He's like, I'm not incriminating myself here.
Nope.
Call back anytime. What's your mom's name?
Her name is Josara King Schwassen.
Please tell her we said hi and I love her for listening, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day. Cool. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 45-year-old mother who already had an 18-year-old and I think a 5-year-old was on vacation and just gave birth in the bathroom of her hotel.
Wait, what?
That's already insane, Otto. The crazier part, she had no idea she was pregnant. No idea at all.
How do you not know you're pregnant? Baby.
Because sometimes your body reacts differently. And she had some...
You're growing a person inside of you and you didn't know it?
No, she had no idea.
She's like, that was a big burrito.
No, she had a regular cycle every month. She was going to the gym 4 times a week. She'd had some miscarriages before. She'd lost some children. Oh. Now, but she said she just didn't gain any weight with this child. She's like gained like 8 pounds maybe. So she was like, man, I need to hit the gym. She's going 4 days a week.
She's like, these cravings are strong.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
What's all the millennials are getting pregnant in their 40s? When I was a kid, that never happened. And now it's like, this is scary.
Anthony, that's why Otto's stuff is getting tested right now.
That was because a lot of time.
Yeah. When I did that yesterday.
Didn't want to know that much about you this morning, but I did.
Well,
if we're going to talk about that, let me just tell you something for a second, okay? It's great being known sometimes, like when you walk in somewhere and people might give you like, hey, what's up? I listen to the show. Whatever. Yesterday, I walked in to have my stuff tested.
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me and she goes, oh, hey. And then as I handed her the bag, she went,
too.
She puts on her gloves
and then she takes the bag from me.
I don't want to end up like this mother. She was on vacay with her entire family, which is absolutely, you know, her name is Helen Green. She gets to Toronto. They're out of the country, by the way. Her husband, Michael, and their six-year-old daughter, Darcy, they're all sleeping. She wakes up with some stomach cramps, goes to the bathroom. Her husband's like, I just hear some crying. So I went into the bathroom and there's a baby and there's my daughter, Olivia. They named her Olivia. They wrapped her up in a hotel towel, took her to the hospital. You know, it took them weeks to get home.
She had the baby in the toilet?
Yeah.
No, on the ground. On the ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have a surprise baby. Have it where they have free health care. So shout out to her.
That's what I said.
It's a little American anchor baby.
And in the hotel, because then guess what? It's not as much to clean up.
Yeah.
No. And yeah, you've got housekeeping to come in a little bit later. You can definitely go without knowing.
I don't understand how that could even happen.
I don't either, but
so
it
I looked
happen.
It up, and it says that 1 in 5,000 women don't know they're pregnant and have children.
I was 5 months pregnant with Ava Maddock, and you know I couldn't. Honestly,
nobody knew.
Even if I would have just gone all the way to giving birth, I could have lied and said I just gained some weight. I never had a lot of symptoms. I didn't. I worked every single day. I worked.
But
up
you
until
carry
the day.
Baby back, right?
It doesn't matter. I worked until the day I gave birth.
True.
It can happen. Okay, so we just got a text from Brad. He manages a Nike store, and he said his wife gave birth on the way to the hospital in the front seat on the floor of their car.
Oh.
The baby was born on the floor mat. They wrapped the baby in the floor mat and ran inside the hospital. And then he said they still charged him. Even though he didn't have the baby at the hospital, they still charged them all that money, which is insane.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West is formally apologizing, and he took out a full page ad to do it. I'm going to read some of the content of this letter after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Bailey Zimmerman celebrating his birthday today.
Okay, so Kanye took out a full page ad in the Wall Street Journal, and it is titled "To Those I Hurt." And he talks about his bigoted and alarming behavior in recent years. Also, some of the Nazi symbolism that he has made reference to and even worn. He is saying that the car crash that he had 25 years ago caused undiagnosed damage to his frontal lobe, which has affected his mental health and led to his bipolar type 1 diagnosis.
So basically he's saying that he doesn't remember any of this, that he was in a situation that happened that he had no control over because of his mental health.
I believe him because I have someone in my family who was mentally ill. I don't know how other folks, though, who have never dealt with mental illness feel about it, because it's hard to understand that kind of sickness if you've never been around it.
Yeah, and I guess I'm on the side of people who've I'm on the outside looking into this. I didn't really grow up around it. I support him and I send my prayers and blessings and hope he fully healthy recovers. But it is also kind of hard to disregard everything he said over the past, you know, decade or more.
I'm glad that you said that, Aunt, because he said, and this is part of the writing, I'm not asking for sympathy or a free pass. Though I aspire to earn your forgiveness, I write today simply to ask for your patience and understanding as I find my way home. And it reminds me of us having that conversation with Deion Cole. And you asked, Anthony, you asked Deion Cole about Kanye going to his show. And then I asked after, hey, did you talk to him? Like, your friends, did you actually step up and say, hey, what's happening? And here is his response.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, even behind the scenes, I mean, besides everybody seeing that, even behind the scenes, everybody, like, let them know, you know, we love you or whatever, and it's all good or whatever. But people fail to realize, and they keep forgetting that, you know, he was medicated a lot of times, you know right. what I mean? And so, but everybody keep expecting him to be normal. And it's like, nah, it ain't like that. And he went through a whole lot, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, we're not going to sit back and make excuses for a lot of stuff that goes on. But I'm just saying that, you know, when a person's down like that, do you just keep kicking them? Like, I don't. I'd be like, man, it's time for some love.
Yeah.
It's time to revitalize yourself. It's time to get back out here, do what you do. We love you.
And then again, he kind of said what you said, Aunt, like, you know, but you're going to have to earn this, right? I don't know. Like, you know, because you've been through this. You've said you're sorry. And then you go through it again. The thing with a sick person is most times they don't think they're sick. We talked about Gucci Mane because of the engagement ring conversation, remember, with his wife, Keisha, and everything. He's lucky enough to have someone with him who he can trust and commit. He will allow her to have him committed. But there's times that he fights it. Like, he had to sign that power over. Because when you're sick, you don't think you're sick because it's in your mind. So what's happening in your mind, you feel like it's real.
That's why I think this time is different. Oh. I think that Kanye actually realizes he has a problem and he's acknowledging it and he's going to try to fix it.
I hope so, because I just don't trust the people around him. I'm telling you.
I also think we're about to get a fire Kanye album.
I don't think that that's what he needs to worry about right now.
Well, he's working on an album. It's called Bully.
Well, that's fine. I don't think that's what he needs. That's another thing. Like, is this only album? Because the last time he did something like this, it was to push music. That was bad. He needs to get right. He needs to get fixed. And I was saying, I don't trust the people around him. He doesn't have any real relatives. His wife, I don't know. She seems like a lovely person, but all these things that he's doing, it doesn't seem like she's trying to stop him. The only person that ever tried to was Kim, the mother of his children, and she just couldn't handle it anymore. Are you buying a Kanye apology? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.